So let's review. Continuing our discussion of Minig HaMakom, the Gemara tells us, B'nei Chuzai Nogi D'mefarshi Chala Ma'arayza. The people from Chuzai had the minig to do hafrashas chala on dough made of rice, even though the halacha is that hafrashas chala is only required from dough made of the five grains. Rav Yisus said that a non-kohen should publicly eat this chala to demonstrate that it is halachically not chala, which should only be mutter for a kohen. Abaya asked from a b'raisa which rules. Even if something is completely permissible, but the local custom is to be strict, we may not be lenient in front of the locals. Rav Yosef answered that Rav Chisda said bikutai. This rule only applies to kutim, and similarly uneducated people, who are more likely to become confused if we are lenient, and might be lenient even where it contravenes halacha. The Gemara challenges Rav Chisda's chiddush from a b'raisa that says, the Chacham would not be lenient against local practice in places where they did not allow brothers to bathe together, because one might bathe with a sister's husband, or in places where they did not allow wearing loose-fitting shoes, because they might fall off and be carried on Shabbos, or in places where they did not sit on benches of goyim on Shabbos, because it looks like mekech u'memker. The Chacham were not lenient about these practices in front of the locals, even though they were Yisraelim, indicating that the rule of not being openly lenient with local practice applies to all, not only to kutim. The Gemara answers, B'dei mendina sayam, nami, kiven dole shchicher abonin gabayu, kikutim damu. The people in these faraway places did not have Tamid Chacham among them, and were therefore unlearned like kutim, and likely to apply leniencies even where they should not be applied. Regarding the people who separated challah from rice, Rav Ashi suggests that if most of them eat rice bread, we should not be lenient in front of them, because Dilma Meshach Tairis Challah Minayu, they might forget the mitzvah of challah entirely. If most of them eat grain, we should demonstrate that a non-kohen may eat this challah from rice bread, because Dilma Asi Lafushim in Achiyev Alapater, they might separate challah from dough that is really chayev on dough that is not, or vice versa, which would not be valid, and they would be eating tevel. The Gemara continues with another minig. Ki asur Rabba Barachana, achal da yasra. When Rabba Barachana moved from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he continued to eat a certain stomach fat that people in Bavel were noig not to eat. When Rabbi Vira Saba and Rabba Bered Rav Huna once visited, Rabba Barachana covered it up, in effect treating them like kutim in front of whom one should not be lenient against local practice. The Gemara asks how Rabbi Barachana was allowed to be lenient when our Mishnah says, you have to accept the chumras of the place you go to. The Gemara gives two answers. First, when going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, one may keep his minhagim because the chacham of Bavel are kafaf, subordinate to the chacham of Eretz Yisrael. Second, if one is daite lachzer, he plans on returning to his original place, he can retain his customs betzina in private. Even though Rabbi Barachana ate these fats, he would not allow his son to eat them. He said to him, "Ani shari'isi es Rabbi Yechonin she'achol, kedaihi Rabbi Yechonin list mechlov b'fana v'shalei b'fana. I who have seen Rabbi Yechonin eat this, may rely on him, both in his presence and not in his presence. Ata shalei re'isa oisai, lo toichol bein b'fanai, bein shalei b'fanai. You have not seen him eat this. Therefore, do not eat it in my presence or not in my presence." However, regarding the meaning of eating svichei kruv, the aftergrowth of cabbage during Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Babachana related that Rabbi Yechonin ben Elazar was told by his Rebbe, "I, who saw Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai eat it, may eat it befanav v'shalei befanav, but you may only eat it befanai, but not shalei befanai." My Rabbi Shimon, where do we find Rabbi Shimon permitting aftergrowth of Shemitah cabbage? In the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon says that svichei kruv are mutter because the roots never disappear in the ground and are never kalal l'chayim in hasada, unavailable to animals in the field, and therefore never had a mitzvah of beer. The Chacham agree in principle, however, Gazrinan svichei kruv atu shar svichei d'alma. They are strict with aftergrowth of cabbage, so that people not be lenient with aftergrowth of other vegetables whose roots do not stay in the ground. Reb Shimon holds lo gazrinan. The Gemara now returns to that which the Mishnah said. Ha'holich mimakim she'oisin l'makim she'ein oisin. If a person goes from a place where they do malacha to where they do not, or from a place where they do not do malacha to where they do, he must observe the more stringent practice and not do malacha. One should not act differently than the local custom, because acting differently might cause strife. The Gemara asks that this is an inherent contradiction, Because if he goes from a place that does not do malacha to a place that does, he will have to be strict and avoid malacha, which would be a deviation from the minhag ha'makom. The Gemara gives two answers. First, Amar Abaye Areisha. The statement about not deviating from the minhag ha'makom because of machlekes is only talking about the case where a person came from a place where they do malacha to a place where they do not do malacha, where the strict practice conforms to minhag ha'makom. Second, Rava Amar, Ein bizu memnei shinei machlekes. Refraining from malacha in a place where people do malacha will not cause machlekes, because most people who see him not doing malacha will just assume, kama batlan they have b'shuka, he's idle, not because he's being strict, but because he has no work to do.